We are on Parakeet Aleph Pasuk Chavtet. No, just kidding. Pasuk Chavav. Parakeet Aleph Pasuk Chavav. We begin to hear about Yerav ben Nevat, who will ultimately take over the kingdom from Shlomo. Pasuk Chavav. Yerav ben Nevat Ephrasi. Yerav ben Nevat was from Ephras. Minat Sreda. Peshemi Mot Srua. Isha Amana, his mother was an Almana, Eved L'Shlomo, he was a servant of Shlomo, Vayarem Yad Bamelech, and he raised a hand against the king. So you have some interesting facts about Yerav ben Nevat. Let's go step by step. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, all the Gemaras about Yeravim are, not all, I don't know if all of them, but the main Gemaras about Yeravim are in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph, and Beis, through Kuf Beis. I believe it's there, the Radak quotes it here, says that Nevat is Shimi. Shimi ben Gera. Which the Radak points out the difficulty. I think it's the Radak, one second. Yeah. The Radak points out the difficulty in saying that Nevat, the father of Yeravim, is Shimi ben Gera, considering the fact that not Shimi ben Gera, my bad. I said the wrong person who was married. Let's just get it right.
Micha.
No. Yeah, they also say Micha. Who Sheva ben Bichri. Sorry, not Sheva ben Gera. That he was Sheva ben Bichri. Who Sheva ben Bichri? Sheva ben Bichri is the one who creates the second merit after the merit of Absalom against David. So Sheva ben Bichri, who's the one, and then he gets trapped in the city, and that's where the exciting discussion about whether you have to go over one person to save the entire city or not, that was referring to Sheva ben Bichri, and ultimately his head gets chopped off and thrown over the wall. So that was Sheva ben Bichri. It says that Nevat was Sheva ben Bichri, which is problematic, as the Radak points out, because Sheva ben Bichri was from Sheva ben Yamin, and over here it says that Yeravim was from Sheva Ephraim. So they obviously can't really be talking about the same person. So, either you can suggest that the Chazal, which says that Nevat is Sheva ben Bichri, means that that Yeravim wasn't really from Sheva Ephraim, he just lived by Sheva Ephraim. Or you can say that, of course, it doesn't really mean that Nevat was Sheva ben Bichri, it just means that the Koach of Merida, the Koach of Rebellion that Sheva ben Bichri had, Yeravim also had that koach of rebellion inside of him, as we'll see in a moment. It says that Yeravim Nevat was Yarim Yad B'melech. He raised a hand against the king. Now, the Radak interprets this raising a hand against the king. It's kind of out of order, because, again, it says that he was an Eved L'Shlomo. It's going to say soon how Shlomo saw some nice qualities in Yeravim and made him this Eved. He made him this important official. And then it says how Yeravim has a nevuah from Achia that he's going to become the king. Only then, says the Radak, was he Yarim Yad B'melech. After he gained the confidence and he heard all these things, that he was an official and that he was going to become the king. So says the Radak, Uba'esahu kodem sherim Yad B'melech, before he was Merim Yad B'melech, Matzo, so Achia Shiloni. Achia Shiloni found him before he raised the hand. Ubisro B'malchus. So his heart was raised, he became more confident, and he was able to be Merim Yad Bamelech against Shlomo. So really what it says here, Vayarim Yad Bamelech, happens, all this is a little bit out of order. But he was Yarim Yad Bamelech. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Beis, clearly disagrees with this, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Beis, says that how was Yeravim zocheh l'malchus? How did he merit to become the king? Why Yeravim of all people? Amar of Yochanan, mipnei ma zocheh Yeravim l'malchus? Mipnei shehochiach Shlomo. It was specifically, in other words, so it can't be that it came after he's told that he's going to become the king, because he wasn't zocheh to be king yet until he did this. So says the Gemara Sanhedrin that because he was Yarim Yad Bamelech, because he stood up to Shlomo and told Shlomo that he was doing something wrong, which we'll find out momentarily, by Yarim Yad Bamelech mipnei zeh, he was zocheh l'malchus. By doing so, he became the king. Now that very same Chazal, the next line is fascinating. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Ma zachi Rav l'malchus b'nei shochicha Shlomo, u'b'nei ma nanash." Why was he punished? B'nei shochicha b'rabim. He becomes the king because he is mochicha Shlomo, and he loses the kingdom at the very same moment because he's mochicha Shlomo b'rabim in public, which is clearly inappropriate. Quite remarkable that someone's able to be rewarded and punished at the very same moment. And you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his schar and his onesh, is given on kol davar v'davar. And that even within the same maisa, you deserve something for one maisa, you get schar for it, you get onesh for it, all in one maisa, that can certainly be true. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give up on any schar and any onesh, it's all there. And so he is rewarded for being mochiach Shlomo, but he's punished for doing it apparently in an inappropriate fashion by doing it by Rabbim. Now the Marsha and the Gemara there asked an obvious question, which is, we know the Pesukim later on are going to say that the reason Yeravim loses the Malchus is not because he embarrasses Shlomo in public. The reason he loses the Malchus is because he does Avodah Zarah and he spreads Avodah Zarah throughout the world. It's throughout the land. It's very clear why Yeravim is punished. Elamai, so the Marsha says that the reason that Ilav Gassas HaRuach Shaya B'Mered, if not for this Gaiva that allowed for him to be Mered against Shlomo in public, that Gaiva is what led to the Avodah Zarah. Okay? So when we say that he lost the Shlomo because he was Mochiach, so he lost the Malchus because he was Mochiach Shlomo B'Rabim, the Marsha says what that means is that the Koach that allowed him to do so is what leads to his ultimate downfall. Okay. Makes a lot of sense, because we see that the whole reason that he starts that whole Avodah Zarah came out of Gaiva. Because he was concerned that he was going to lose the Malchus, as we'll see, and that's why he develops this whole new Shita in Avodah Zarah to preserve his Malchus, but it all came from Gaiva, which starts right over here, as we will see, the Gaiva of Yeravim ben Nevat as we move forward. What was the Tochacha that he gave? So let's just go on in the Pesukim a little bit. So it says, V'yarim Yad B'melech, V'zeh Davar Asher Hirim Yad B'melech. This is what he did. This is how he was Merim Yad Mamelech. Apparently he said as follows. Shlomo bana es hamilo, sagar es peretz ir David aviv. Shlomo built up the area referred to as the milo, and he was sogar, he closed the peretz of ir David. He closed the holes of ir David. So this is what he was upset about, and this is what he's mochiach Shlomo about. What does it mean that he was bona es hamilo? The Radak points out, I believe the Gemara says this as well, Radak points out that the Milo is the area that the Ole HaRegel would gather, and he was bona the Milo. In other words, in that area, we had already quoted that Shlomo built a house for Bas Paro. So in the very place where it was meant for the Ole HaRegel, and David took care to allow for that area to be for Ole HaRegel, so came along Shlomo, and he didn't allow the Ole HaRegel to go there, and instead he built a place for Bas Paro, and for that he is criticized. What does it mean that he was Sogar as Peretz Ir David? So there are three interpretations as to what it means that he was Sogar as Peretz Ir David. The Radak writes that there was a Peretz in the Choma where it would allow for David to run away should there become a Mered. If there would be a rebellion, David would have an area on the wall that would allow him to escape through the wall. And Shlomo is criticized for closing that up because it showed that Shlomo had too much Gaiva, and he had such bitachon that no one could ever possibly be mored against him, and Yeravim didn't like that. Shlomo sagar also aperetz v'amr Yeravim ru'u gavos libo shesagar aperetz klamar shehu boteach she'eno yarei mimered. Very interesting taina that he has on him. In Sanhedrin Kunat Kofal Mabez, the Gemara there says that no, this Peretz is referring to the David Paretz Pratzos La'oliha Regel. Okay, in other words, David made holes in the walls so that there would be room for all the Oli HaRegel who were streaming in to have room for them to get in or to remain in. V'zeh davar asher herim yad melech shlomo banos hamilos sagars peretz ir David. Aviv amar lo, David, Aviv amar lo, David avicha paretz pratzos b'choma. Your father made holes in the wall, k'deshi yalu Yisrael HaRegel. V'ata gadarta osam k'de lasos angari labas paro. You closed them up to build up this area for Bas Paros. That was inappropriate. And the Ralbag writes that the closing off of the walls, the reason that there were holes in the walls, Odas Adavar Maguna Acher, Sagar as Peretz David Aviv, Shayasha Makoma Sahakoma Boprutza, Kadeshi Yuchli Yisrael Lavala Melchishi Yirtu Lahagish Lafan of Divrei Rivoseim. It wasn't to allow the Oli HaRegel to come, but it was allow people who had to come before David to be judged. And says Ralbag that Shlomo sinned by closing up that area to not allow people to come before him to be judged. In Sanhedrin Kuf Alpha Mavez, it adds another thing that Shlomo, they have a taina on him, that Yeravim had a taina on him for. Sorry, other way around. The Gemara says that he was Mochiachim. V'zeh asher herim yad b'melech. How is he merim yad b'melech? Amar of Nachman, shachalatz tfilov b'fanav. He took his tefillin off in front of him. Which apparently is a big affront to the king. To take your tefillin off in front of the king is certainly inappropriate. Rashi writes, shachalatz tefillin b'fanav, shahayu lo l'fanas l'tzad acher mipnei emas malchuso, v'lachlos shalo b'fanav. Because of the emas hamalchus, it's not appropriate to take your tefillin off in front of the king. I don't have too much to say or explain about that. But that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin there, Kofal and Veyah says. You see from the Devarim of Chazal that Yerubim was Zoch HaLamalchus by being Mochiach Shlomo, is that it's appropriate to be Mochiach the Melech, and that it's okay. Since he did it in an inappropriate fashion, so that was problematic. Again, apparently it's not considered being more b'malchus to criticize the king. Criticizing the king is okay. That's what you see from this. Embarrassing the king, being mevaz of the king, publicly humiliating the king, so that is problematic. The Ralbag points out that part of Yeravim's chait, if you look carefully at the pasuk now, he says, Shlomo banas amilo. He refers to him as Shlomo. He doesn't call him a melech. He says, Shlomo banas amilo. Again, this is assuming that these are the words of Yeravim, but it sounds like that. This is how he was Merim Yad Melech. Shlomo Banas Amilo, he's going around telling people and saying that Shlomo, not HaMelech, but Shlomo is Banas Amilo, Sagar as Peretz Ir David Aviv. So part of his chait is that he refers to Shlomo as Shlomo, not as HaMelech. The question, though, is why is Yeravim not punished for being Morid B'malchus? If we saw that Yeravim was Zoch HaMalchus, he was also punished for being publicly embarrassing the Melech, why isn't he Chayav Misa for Merida HaMalchus? And even though he knows that he is supposed to become the king, and that's why he did this, but it doesn't matter because he was only supposed to become the king after Shlomo, who gave him the right to do this? So in the Sefer Rinas Yitzchak, he points out that the Rambam in Melachim, Gimel Ches, does write that Kol HaMavazes HaMelech Yesh Melech Rishus LaHargo. So HaMavazes HaMelech is considered Merida HaMelechus, and the Melech has permission to kill him. But he points out that he has permission to kill him. I think we pointed this out in the past. That he doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa, like other people have a Chiyuv Misa, just there's Rishus to kill him should he choose to. And therefore, we'll see that Yeravim will run away to Mitzrayim. Shlomo does not ultimately have the ability to kill him, but Rechavim has no right to kill him because Shlomo never told him to do so. So he's allowed to kill him, okay? But he doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa like someone else has, generates a Chiyuv Misa. Yeravim only generated that Shlomo had a right to kill him. Rechavim has no right to kill him. Rechavim is going to be the son of Shlomo. He has no right to kill him. Igros Moshe and Yeradeya Beis Samech Gimel explains that the Melech has permission to kill, but no one else who is doesn't get a tzivui from the melech, no one else, unless you have a tzivui from the melech, you're not allowed to kill him for him. It's also interesting to point out that the Gemara again says that he was zoche l'malchus because of what? Because he was meirim yad b'melech, and he said, Shlomo, it's not right. Your father cared about the Olei HaRegel, and he made room for the Olei HaRegel, and I'm standing up to you because it's not right that you didn't allow the Olei HaRegel to come here anymore. And we'll see that Yerovam's downfall comes exactly from that nekuda. The one thing that he protested about was that it wasn't right what you did to Olei HaRegel. Yerovam, more than anybody, stops the Olei HaRegel from coming to Yerushalayim. He does not allow anyone to make Alila Regel anymore to Yerushalayim. That is a big chait. And it's quite remarkable that the one thing that he protested about ultimately is what he winds up doing and winds up being his tremendous chait, as we will see.
And he said something he considered important. That's why he definitely didn't want it once he became the king on their side.
I guess it's just hard to understand. It's something he was so passionate about. This is wrong, and he goes and does it himself.
Yeah, because when it came to
him needing it, so as Gaiva, he recognized how important it was, but it wasn't important for him. Okay.
Chazal, like Dafka, it's like this is Abi Chazal here.
Yeah.
Chazal also Mosifim later on that that's why the one son of Yerovam that didn't have a bloody death.
Correct.
Is because he was Mechabe, the Regal, Ole Regal. Like he actually went to the Regal. So you
correct.
See that Chazal saw it as more. I mean, not between you and I don't think it's such a machlok. It's the same nikudah. It's a, meaning the same. That sometimes your meaning the reason why he was nechshon is probably because he didn't do it properly in the beginning and just grew to be a bigger and bigger chait. So, but you see also that his that Chazal understood that was very central. They even added. I mean, then the pasuk doesn't say why he's.
Yeah.
So I think it's the same.
Are you saying what? That it was in his
his
blood?
Just, well, that's
he was master set to his children.
Yeah, I mean he had there's a koyach
okay. Koach of defending Olei HaRegel in the family.
Well, Koach of, I mean, they have the importance of Aliyah. They just,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Why was Yerovam chosen to be king? So obviously, if Hashem is choosing a new king, so we have to figure out, well who was Yerovam that he's chosen to be king? So again, apparently, Chazal gave importance to the fact that he was Meir Miad B'melech, was number one. As we've discussed, that's one of the reasons he was Zoch L'Malchus. The Radak adds a little bit more. The Radak writes, Min anira lo haya tov b'einei ha'am ma sha'asa Shlomo. It seems that what Shlomo done, the people didn't like it. V'hayu yureya mimenu lemor kach, v'kach asa Shlomo. They were nervous to say anything to Shlomo. V'zeh yiravim gava libo v'heyez es panav amr Shlomo bano samil. In other words, what everyone else was afraid to tell Shlomo, so Yerovam had a certain amount of Mesiris Nefesh, and he was willing to stand up and he was willing to do it. So it just adds a little bit more to why it was so chashev what he did. Number two, Pasachav Ches. Va'ish Yerovam Gibor Chayil. Okay, so he was a Gibor. It's an important character trait. Va'yar Shlomo Sanar Ki Osa Melachahu. Shlomo saw this person. He saw he was a young man. He was an Osa Melacha. Say the Mefarshim Rashi, he was Mahir. He was a hard worker. He was a diligent worker. So he puts him in charge of all of Shevi Yosef. So he's a good worker. He's a Gibor Chayil. He's a leader. Another trait which we see, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufvezim and Aleph, points out later on it's going to say that Achia sees him and he's covered with a Salma Chadasha, which literally means a new type of garment, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufbe is my Salma Chadasha, Amr of Nachman, Kis Salma Chadasha, Ma Salma Chadasha, Ein Bashum Dofi, After Rosser Shel Yeravim Loya Bashum Dofi. Tavracher, Salma Chadasha, Shechidshu Dvarim Shalosh Shama Ozen Meolam. In other words, the Gemara is assuming the Yeravim ben Nevat was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, tremendous Chidushei Torah, and therefore Yeravim ben Nevat was an appropriate leader.
You said in the Malach comes out on the words Gibor Chayil, he was also one of the people who helped build the Malach.
Where's that?
The Malvin and Chavches. I would say Met Malachas Habinanim Ha'ilei Mabonim. He was also a builder.
that that's referring specifically to the Milo also?
This is in Binyan Ha'ila.
Okay, I gotta read through all those Malvims to check that out. That's interesting. Okay, thank you. We'll have to check that out. Chavtes. Vayihi ba'esahi. So that's the background to Yeravim. Vayihi ba'esahi. Yeravim yatsam Yerushalayim. So Yeravim's leaving Yerushalayim. He's walking outside. Vayim sa'oso achya ashiloni. Hanavi bederech. So this Navi by the name of Achya Shiloni finds him. Whom is kasa besalma chadasha. Ushneim levadam basadeh. He's covered in a cloak. Not clear who. Is covered, says the Radak, O Achya, O Yeravim, one of them has a cloak. It's not clear who it is. And they're alone in the field. Says the Ralbag, by the way, the Yeravim Yatsam Yerushalayim, the Ralbag, in his Toeles, Lamites, Ralbag writes something very interesting. Why did he leave Yerushalayim? To give him this nevuah. Why didn't he give him this nevuah in Yerushalayim? Lodia, Shiroi la'adam lasos b'chachma ma'isav. A person should be smart about what he does. K'fi ma'ashafshar. Lo yikatzer b'zeb imneha yoso shliach ma'ashem yisbarach. He shouldn't say, oh, I'm a shliach Hashem. I could do things in a dumb way. V'ivakish tamid v'darim hasibos and osos kasher ha'yafshar zeh. So you should do things in the most appropriate and proper and smart way. V'zeh timsa shepachad Shmuel. We know that Shmuel was afraid. Shmuel says to Hashem, how can I go? Shaul will kill me. So he's waiting very wisely for Yeravim to leave Yerushalayim. Why? If he said it in a place where people would hear, the king would hear, so the Navi and Yeravim would be in danger. V'yezekli, this would be a vessel, el shalot hiskayim hanavua. This could lead to the fact that the nevuah would not have come true. Ki amelach yishtala b'chol oz yimiedo ze lahamis et Yeravim. The king would have tried to kill Yeravim if he knew. V'nei lo ya Yeravim b'ofen me'amayla shetidbak bo ha'ashkach ha'pratis la'atzilo. Yeravim wasn't on the level that the ashkach ha'pratis would have saved him. Bag is saying an amazing thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a nevuah that Yeravim was destined to become the king, and a lack of ishtadlus on the part of Achya could have prevented that nevuah from coming true. I think it's quite a remarkable chiddush. I think I was bothered by the fact that the Rambam says the nevuah tova has to come true. How can somebody stop it?
This is the nevuah tova.
It was a nevuah tova for somebody.
It was bad for Klal Yisrael.
I think originally it was meant to be a good thing for Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pick bad malachim. He picks someone with tremendous koach, who had tremendous koach and potential for Klal Yisrael, and was ultimately abused.
Reminds of split in Klal Yisrael inherently bad.
What?
A split in Klal Yisrael inherently bad.
Okay.
Really extremely bad.
Interesting, no? Okay, let's continue. Vayispos Achya Basalma. Achya grabs a hold of the garment, Hachadash Asher Allah, Vayikra Shnemasar Kraim. He cuts it into 12 pieces. By the way, it seems that apparently ways of Navis telling kings that they're going to lose their kingdom or get their kingdom has a lot to do with tearing people's garments. We see the same exact thing happens with Shmuel and Shaul. Shmuel tears Shaul's garment to show that I'm going to take the kingdom away from you. Here he tears the garment into 12. Vayomer Yeravam kach lecha asar akrayim, take 10 pieces. Ki ko amar Hashem elokei Yisrael, hinini koreas hamamlacham yad shlomo ve'asati lecha asar ha'shvatim. I'm going to take away the malchus from Shlomo and give you 10 of the pieces. Vashevet ha'echad, and one of the shvatim, which we've already pointed out is 2, and here it clearly has to be 2, because he gave away 10, there's got to be 2 pieces left. So one of them is Yehuda, and one of them is Binyamin. Vashevet ha'echad yielo, l'man avdi David, and l'man Yerushalayim, for the sake of David, for the sake of Yerushalayim, like we explained last week. Ha'ir asher b'charti ba mikol shevtei Yisrael, once again, it's referring to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose specifically Yerushalayim. I believe I was correct last week when I said that earlier in the Perek, it was the first time that it said specifically that Yerushalayim was chosen by the first place in Tanakh, or Yerushalayim as being the place that Hashem chose It's the first place in Tanakh was in this parak. Ya'an asher azavuni v'yishtachavu la'ashtores l'alohei tzidonin l'chmosh elohei Moab l'milkom elohei b'nei Amon v'lo'achu b'drachai la'asos ha'yashar b'inai v'chukosai b'shmatai k'david aviv. Since he did not follow in my path, he went after Avodah Zarah. So therefore, he's going to lose the kingdom. But I'm not going to take all of the kingdom from him. First of all, I'm not going to take the whole thing away from him, and I'm not going to take it away from him in his days. Shlomo will remain the king until his death. Number two, so I'm going to take it from his son. And from his son, I will give you the 10 shvatim. V'livnoa 10 shevet achad, l'man hayos nir. Mefarshim explain a nir is referring to a memshala, as a nair, as a candle, as a ruler. So he'll remain a nir, l'david avdi kol yamim l'fanai b'yerushalayim ha'ir asher bachartii, once again, li l'asum shmi sham. V'oscha kach, I'll take you, v'malach t'b'chol asher t'ave nafshecha, v'yisa melcha yishol, you'll become the king. Vayayim tishmas kol asher atzavecha v'alach t'b'zrachai v'asisa yishar b'inai, if you follow my ways and you do everything that David did, I will establish your house, I'll be with you, if you listen to the Torah, you follow my ways, you'll remain the king. I will torture Zera David. It's hard to know exactly what that means, because we don't really find that David is tortured, or the Zerah of David is tortured. The Radak says that what it means is that the Inui who shalot tachzur lahem ha-malchus al Yisrael, that the Malchus wouldn't return to them, and that was considered Inui. But lo nu kalafarsh Inui acher, we can't call it a real Inui, ki kol ha-malachim ha-tovim mi-Zerah David ha-yu b'tov v'shavo. All the good kings who deserved it didn't have any Inui. The Malbim writes that the Inui is that they will be nechnoim before the Malach Yisrael. In other words, the Malach Yisrael will have more chashivas, and that will be considered an inui for Zera David. So he says, Ana Zera David Laman Zos. Radak says Laman Zos is because of what Shlomo did. And the Seder Olam, he writes, Shenischatim Bas Paro. It's quoted in Rashi, that because he married Bas Paro, specifically, for the 36 years that he was married to Bas Paro, Shlomo will lose his kingdom for 36 years. He lost it for much longer than that. But 36 years later, Asa was meant to become the king, and it was roi for Asa HaMelech to bring all of the Shvatim back to Malchus Yehuda. That should have happened 36 years later at the time of Asa HaMelech, but we'll see, hopefully, that since Asa HaMelech did not have the appropriate bitachon in Hashem when it came to a war with Aram, so he did not, he was not zocher that. But really, Asa and his Madriga should have allowed for the kingdom to be brought back together. Okay, so Va'anezer David Laman Zos, Ach lo kol hayamim, but not for all of the days. Rashi in the Radak writes, Ach lo kol hayamim, is referring to, it's going to come back in the days of Mashiach. The other interpretation, Ach lo kol hayamim, is that it should have come back during the time of Asa. The Malbim writes, Lo kol hayamim, there will be times when Malchei Yehuda will be stronger, and they won't have the Inui lifnei Malchei Yisrael, so Lo kol hayamim, that they will have the Inui, but it doesn't mean the punishment, the whole punishment in general. The Radak also writes, on this Pasuk, Mikan tshuva la'omrim shavanu mitzapim yimei melech ha-mashiach. From here, this pasuk, those who say, why are you waiting for Mashiach? It's a waste. There's no point to wait for Mashiach. Ki lo yeh, he's not going to happen. V'hinei ha-Navi Omer. The Navi said, Ach lo kol ha-yamim. The Navi said, this punishment is not going to be forever. And we know that in history, Mishenachalka malchus beis David mimei rechavim lo chazra od. Ki kol ha-yamim hayu l'shtem ha-malchus. This, it was supposed to be fulfilled in the times of Asa, but it wasn't yet. And therefore, we know, and we should trust, and we should daven and hope, and recognize that Mashiach still has to come, because he didn't come yet. And this pasuk has to come true. Meretz Hashem, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Just to finish up the parak, Vayivakesh Shlomo lo hamitz es Yeravam. Shlomo wants to kill Yeravam. Vayakam Yeravam vayivrach Mitzrayim el Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. He runs to Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. Melech Mitzrayim, at least Paro, is very close to Shlomo. Why would Yeravam run away there? So the Radak points out that once Paro died, Shishak, who hated Shlomo, arose and became the king, and therefore Yeravam was able to run to Shlomo's enemy, who is Shishak. Vayehib Mitzrayim ad mo Shlomo, he's there until the day that Shlomo dies. V'yaser devrei Shlomo v'chol asher aso v'chachmaso, halohem ksuvim al sefer devrei Shlomo. The Radak writes, it's referring to all of the different Svarim and the Chachma that Shlomo writes. He quotes the Chazal that says that the three Svarim that Shlomo wrote, Shir Shirim B'Yalduso, Mishle B'Vacharuso, Kohelis B'Siknuso. Fine. Oh, then he quotes an opinion. He wrote these three svarim, all of them, at the end of the life, end of his life. That I wrote here in my notes. So, okay. Of Shlomo? Were you here last week?
Yeah.
Nashim of Odazara.
It's all
matched
in.
That's how it's described in the
Sukkah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm saying this Deya says that this was Karv L'Misaso. Right. You can't get later than that.
Yeah,
good kasha. Pasuk Mebez, Vahayamim Asher Malach Shlomo B'Yerushalayim Al Kol Yisrael Arbaim Shana. He's the king for 40 years. The Radak writes that this 40 years is similar to David's 40 years. They both ruled for 40 years. I don't see the Radak now. Where is it? I don't know where it went. Anyway. Oh, no, it's the Malbim. Okay, good. It's not the Radak. The Malbim writes, V'ala havdil b'ena l'vein David aviv shamalach gamkin arbeim shana. Aval David lo malach kol arbeim shana b'Yerushalayim. So the Malchus of David was different. David's Malchus was 40 years, but it wasn't 40 years in Yerushalayim. It was 40 years split between Chever and Yerushalayim. V'hayami masher malach Shlomo b'Yerushalayim. Shlomo was king for 40 years in Yerushalayim, one place, as we established in the very beginning of Shlomo's reign. Shlomo had a reign which was basically b'shalom v'shalva most of the time. He didn't have the enemies, he didn't have the infighting that David had. Shlomo had complete control for 40 years. I'll call Yisrael Arbaim Shana. Vayishkav Shlomo Mavosa v'yikaver b'yir David Aviv v'yimloch rechavim b'no tachtav. And next week we will be introduced and learn about who Rechavim, his son, is and how we go about taking over the kingdom and basically losing the kingdom to Yeravim ben Nevat. With that we will close.